holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
We're talking about the Trinity today and the lack thereof.
Be holy.
All right, we're back. We're going to pick up from where we left off last week. Look. We're talking about the Trinity today and the lack thereof. There is no Trinity, but let's just read. Let's just find out what God says, because we have a lot of people who actually believe that there is a Trinity and there isn't. Let's read.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
It was not robbery to have the Spirit of God in that form of God. You see that? There was no robbery for God's Spirit to live in a fleshly body. See, they thought that was talking about the Son was equal with God. That's not what it's talking about. You have God living in flesh. The flesh was not God. It was the spirit that was in the flesh that was God. And the scripture is telling us to have that same spirit in us. Not another spirit. The same spirit in us is what the commandment is. Now, that's a commandment. Mm-hmm. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So if you refuse to receive the Holy Ghost, you're in sin. You refuse to receive the Holy Ghost, you are in sin. You refuse to take the mind of Christ and let that same mind be in you, you are in sin. The urgency of the Holy Ghost is what's pushing us. We have to have the Holy Ghost in order to be saved. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not saved. You can't be. God says, if you don't have the Spirit, you're not His. So if you don't belong to God, then who do you belong to? Yourself. And you can't save yourself. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. He, being in the form of man, thought it not robbery.
Or in the form of God.
Oh, he was in the form of God. Thought it not robbery to do what?
Be equal with God.
To be equal with God. So when you receive the Holy Ghost, you're equal with God because God is in you. That's how you can be close to Him. Draw nigh to Him, He draws nigh to you. If God's not in you, you can't have no God. You can't be nowhere near God because He has to be in you. But if you're controlled by your flesh, then that means the spirit or that mind that we're supposed to have, that commandment that we're supposed to obey, we're not obeying it because that spirit is not in us. That spirit makes us a part of God's children. You know how they always try to talk like Jesus was a God also, or a God also? Well, when we're filled with the Holy Ghost, we're doing what Jesus, everything that Jesus did, we're supposed to mimic that. So if Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost, we're supposed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. If Jesus was equal with God, we're supposed to be equal with God. We're supposed to do what God says. We're supposed to act like God. We're supposed to do what God did. We're supposed to talk like God, be like God, live like God. But we can't live like God and do what God says if we're still held bound or held in sin by something that you're trying to hide. You can't hide sin and be with God. You can't. There's only one God, that's the Father. But his name is Jesus Christ. That's what his name is. You think about it. The scripture says, go baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. So you ask anybody who was baptized that way, what's the name of the Father? He didn't say go baptize in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He said in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. So when you ask them, what is the name of the Father? They're going to tell you God. You ask one of them the Son, they're going to say Christ or Jesus. And you ask one of them the Holy Ghost, they'll say Holy Ghost or Spirit. So then when it came down to baptism, then you should have been baptized in the name of God, in the name of Jesus, and the name of Spirit. And because you didn't even call those names, you're still wrong, because he told you to be baptized in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Ghost. The only name given whereby we must be saved is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ must be the Father. That's the only name we have. Jesus Christ must have been the Son, because that's the only name we have. Jesus Christ must be that same Holy Ghost Spirit, because that's the only name we have. But they're not two spirits. There's only one Spirit. And that Spirit is the Father. And when you say you receive the Holy Ghost, what are you receiving in you? The Father, which was in that form that we're talking about. The Spirit of God was in that form. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, seen of the world, received up into glory. We're talking about the same Jesus. But that's the Father. There's no Trinity. That's just what they used to try to explain what God said. But you can't explain what God said through a seminary. You have to actually have God's Spirit to tell you what God meant when all this was written. All this was spoken of by the Spirit. So why not go to the Spirit to find out what the Spirit meant? You can't go to seminary and dictionaries to try to figure out what God meant when he spoke to his people. All right, you got something?
Yeah, Hebrews 1. Mm-hmm. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds.
He made the worlds. So Jesus was way back when, not just the body, not just the form. He was way back when he formed the worlds. Now, how did he form the worlds? With words. It was with words. God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said this, and there it was. And God said that, and let there be, and there it was. It was that same Jesus. Jesus didn't just come in as a baby. That's how he arrived. That's how he entered this realm. But he was there from the beginning. And the scripture says for us to have that same mindset that he had, that same mind, let that be in you. That same mind that was in Christ Jesus, let it be in you. You're not going to get away. You got to have the Holy Ghost in order to serve God. You can't serve God without the Holy Ghost. See, and then people are going to say, hey, aren't you saying that God and the Holy Ghost are two different people? Oh, no, for God is not a people or a person. God is a spirit. See that? God is a spirit. He's not a person. The Bible says that. God is a spirit. Matter of fact, the Spirit said it in the Bible. God is a spirit. And if you're going to worship him, you must worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm telling you the truth. There is no Trinity whatsoever. You keep believing it if you want to. But I'm telling you, the scriptures don't bear that. And if you ask anybody who's teaching that to bear it and show it to you in the scriptures, they can't show it to you. They'll show you a whole lot of nothing and call it Trinity. But they're never going to show you Trinity in the scriptures. God wants you to have the truth, and he wants that same spirit and that same mind that was in Christ Jesus. He wants that in you. And so he made it available, and it's called the Holy Ghost. He will be in you. He is God the Father dealing with mankind and being in mankind. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit, the Father. That's who you want on the inside of you, that you might obey him and do what he says and how he wants it done. Go ahead and read.
Speak concerning the Son being appointed heir of all things.
The Son being appointed heir of all things. See, and that's where they go into a thing of, he's going to have this and he's going to have that and he's appointed heir, but that's the same God. Now, if you're talking about sons being us, you can say that too. We're appointed and we're the heirs, not just people following God, but we're heirs to this whole thing, because in these last days, who's preaching? Yeah. Who's the ones doing the preaching? It ain't Jesus. It's the people of God doing the preaching, the men of God doing the preaching. I have to really push that. The men of God do the preaching. Women don't preach, just like men don't give birth, is what it is. The men of God preach now, and in these last days, it was his son. Matter of fact, the Old Testament called the children in the wilderness, he called them his son. He said, tell Pharaoh to let my son go. So the son is God's people, not necessarily a body called Jesus Christ, because we are the body of Christ. Amen. See how that comes together? Because we obey him, we get to be heirs. We get to lead this thing. We're of a peculiar people. We do what God says and don't care what anybody else says. We follow him and nobody else. I had a scripture where it talks about when will all this stuff happen, and the son this and the son that. The son, that's the church. The son is the church, because God is God now. He's not just the son and God. He was son and God walking on earth, but now he's God. And we're walking on earth doing exactly what Jesus did.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.